Last week we talked about what you can do if you lend someone money, what type of presents you can accept from the borrower during the course of the loan. So we said that if it's a present that the borrower would have given you under normal circumstances, even if not for the loan, you're allowed to take it under two conditions. Number one, it has to be that he's giving it to you of his own volition. You're not just going and borrowing it and taking something of his without asking, even though you might normally do it, but since he lent you money, it'll look like you're taking advantage of the fact that he's beholden to you. So that's one condition. And the second condition we said was that you have to make sure that it's not something that's very public, like borrowing a truck with his name on it, something that's very public, so that looks like it's Rivis. So even though it's not actually Rivis, but that's also, you have to keep those two conditions, that it has to be something that he knows about, and number two, something that's not so public. If it's something that he wouldn't normally do, so then of course he can't do it at all, then it's all out the window. We said that if it's something that not only he would normally do, but something that he has done in the past, you know that you always borrow his garbage can without asking him. So then we had the poskim seems to say clearly that would be okay. You can continue to do that. You don't have to lose just because you lent them money. And if it was something that was public, like he was living in your house beforehand, or he always would drop in and stay by you, so he can continue to do so because he's done it in the past. He can continue to do it. The fact that you don't have money doesn't stop him. This whole issue was that he hasn't actually done it, but it's something that you wouldn't mind doing with him. It's something that either you're friendly with him and you would do, or something that generally people do. So that's where we said these two conditions had to be met. Number one, that it can't be something that without his knowledge, and number two, it can't be something that would be too public. That's during the course of the loan. So tonight, the question we're talking about should be related to that, and that is, if you owe someone $99 and you see him and you want to pay him and you have a $100 bill in your pocket and he doesn't have change and you don't have change, and it's going to be inconvenient for you to not pay him now. It'll be, you're not going to see him again so soon. You don't want to have to write a check. So can you just give him the $100 and say, keep the change? I'm not doing it for ribbis. I know you lend me 99. I'm not giving you 100 because I have a cost to help. I just don't want to bother keeping the change. Can I give him that extra dollar at the end? Now, we'll see. It should be a little bit related to what we spoke about last week. In other words, if we said during the course of the loan, I can give you a present that I normally would give, as long as it's something that you know about and it's not too public, so what I'm doing, giving you a dollar present, and I give people dollars once in a while, it's not something that's so much, and I'm giving him a dollar, and it's something that's not public, and it's something that we know about, so is there any problem with doing that? It seems like it shouldn't be a problem. It starts with this first one, is this Mishnah. We'll see if that does us any good over here. There's a Mishnah in B'Mesiyah Ayin Heil Med Aleph. I'm sorry, it's not a Mishnah, it's a Gemara. That's the Mishnah over there. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That's how I know it's not a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Tamidei Chachamim, this is a scary halacha when you just read it. Tamidei Chachamim Mutarim Luvazem Itzeh B'Ribis. If you're a Talmud Chacham, so you're allowed to borrow money from each other on interest. Halacha of Ribis only apply to people that aren't Tamidei Chachamim, but Tamidei Chachamim can lend with Ribis. My time was the reason. Meida Yadei Ribis Asura. Because they know that Ribis is Asir. Umatanu Deyavi Adani. So why they're not paying that extra money for Ribis? Now, what's that mean? It means that when they give extra money, it's not because, look, I know that your money was idle and you could have made money within the meantime, and it's because you let me use that money, I'm going to give you extra. They don't do it for that reason. That would be Ribis. They give it because of the present. They were planning on giving the present anyway. They know, and this is the question, say, it's not that they know the halachas. Everyone knows Allah for the Ribis is Asir. What it means is that since they're Tamei Chachamim, they can really be sure that when they're giving that extra $10, it's for a present. I would have given that $10 no matter what, even if you hadn't lent me the money. But I happen to lend you money, I'll borrow money from you, so I'm giving you back the money plus this present. They could deep down know that they are only giving it because of the present and not because of appreciation for his money being idle. The Gemara gives an example. Shmuel himself said this. Amar Shmuel Avu Bar Ihi. Shmuel said to Avu Bar Ihi, Halveni Mea Pal Palin, lend me 100 peppers, the Mea of Esrim Palin, and I'll give you back 120. V'arech, and that's okay. Because why? Because Shmuel is a Talmud Chacham and Avu Bar Ihi must have been a Talmud Chacham. Right, that we'll see the Sefer Truma says they both have to be Talmidei Chachamim. The Shach brings us the halacha because it says Talmidei Chachamim with time. It says Talmidei Chachamim or Mutter. So they both are Talmidei Chachamim. So he said, lend me 100, I'll give you 120 back. And that's okay because we're Talmidei Chachamim and we're allowed to do that. Now, that's an interesting kula. So you see from this that there are times when you could give extra money as long as you know it's not for the ribbis. It's for a present. So maybe we could apply it to our case over here also, that I'm not giving you the extra dollar because I appreciate your money was idle for those all those weeks, and I'm giving you the extra dollar, and I'm giving it to you because I don't have change. So maybe that would be okay also. However, this is a very limited halacha, because besides the fact they both have to be Talmidei Chachamim, and who are we to say? And once again, Talmidei Chacham doesn't just mean that they know the halacha, it means that they really true and true understand their emotions and motivations. But there's another halacha. Let's read the way Shulchan Aruch puts this. It says Talmidei Chachamim shehilvu zeh sedivarim shel maichol, that they lent each other food items. V'nosan layosar mashalovim menon, and he gave him more ad chumash up to a fifth. Hareiz a mutter. That's for me the Shadabi Yadua Shalinos and Lamatan. We know he only gave him to him as a present. Now, Shulchan Aruch adds in, well, one thing he points out is that when the Gemara gave the example of 100 and 120, that was the limit. It's one-fifth more than the loan you could go, but you can't go further than that. Because all we can be matched is what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, I lend you 100, give me back 120. That's the 20% difference. That's as far as you can go, just one-fifth. And here it's a normal one-fifth, not like the Gemara is one-fifth.
These are peppers of the same quality and the same size.
Yeah, it's just whatever you're giving me 100, I'm going to give you 120 back.
Why does he want to give him a gift? He normally gives him a gift.
And that's what
peppers.
I'm saying, because I would, if he knows deep down, he'll give him those 20 anyway. Nothing to do. I want to give you 20 peppers. So give me 100 now, and because I need them, and I'm going to give you 120 because I was going to give you 20, and 100 I'll pay you back. Right, so number one, this is from the Nukhi Yosef, the quotes the Ran. The Ramban also says this way, that this heter does not apply to money. It only applies to lending items, to lending food. Iskei Su'uda, the Nukhi Yosef says, Dvarim Shel Maichol, the way Shulchan Aruch puts it. There's a special kula that we're talking about food, so then I can, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you can lend that amount with that extra knowing that it's a present. But if it's money, so then it looks pretty bad. Even by Talmud Chacham, it's not permitted according to most poskim. So in our case, if we're talking about, you know, $99, I'll give you 100, keep the change. And so this heter would lechora only apply if we're really both Talmidei Chachamim. Number two, if we were talking about not lending money but lending 99 peppers, and I'll give you a package of 100 back instead of, you know, opening it up and pulling them out, you know, just give you the whole package back. So that would not help by money. So let's see if we can find another heter. Right, so we mentioned that we have this halacha that we said last week, that in the course of a loan, I'm allowed to give you a present, even though I'm the borrower. I could give you a present as long as it's meeting those two conditions, as long as, you know, I know I'm giving it to you, not just taking it without my knowledge. And number two, I'm giving it to you something that is not so public. So this dollar that I'm giving you at the end, this extra dollar, this extra $10, this extra change, should be much, because it's not something that's public, and we're both aware of what's happening. So let's use that hetzer from last week to say that I can give a little bit extra, even though ribbis is also even a penny, you can give a penny interest. That's only talking where I'm appreciating that you gave me this loan and I'm giving you back the extra money for in appreciation for that. But where I'm giving it to you because it's my convenience, I don't want to have to go scrounge around looking for change, and this is what's available now. So let's use that as a hetzer, because I could give you a present during the course of a loan. However, that's also not so simple, because there's this Gemara that we mentioned in the beginning of the Hilchos Rivis, Gemara in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Ravina Haviyoni Zuzi when they Akkadishan Vasa. Ravina used to pay the people in Akra at the Shanvasa River, they would make wine, and he would give them the money in advance, because he had the money, he would pay them in advance, even though the wine wasn't available yet. The Shatchile Tvei Kupisa, and then when he went to pick up the wine, at the end, they would give him an extra container for more than what he had paid. He paid for 10 barrels, but since he had paid in advance, so they gave him an extra barrel at the end. Also, coming to Ravashi, so he came before Ravashi, had a guilty conscience, he wanted to know, Amalei Mishari, is this okay? Or is it the fact that I'm giving them money in advance is like a loan to them? It's like I'm lending them money, and in return, I gave them $100 for these 10 bottles, and since I gave it to them early, they had to use my money for a few months, they gave me back 11 bottles worth of wine. They gave me back $110 worth of wine. So is that called ribbis? Like, because of the advance payment, we're going to talk about that in Yiras Hashem, about general discounts if you pay early. But is that ribbis? So is it okay? So Amale, so Ravashi answered him, in it's fine. Why? Achuli hu dekom machli gabach. They're giving you it's a present. It's not real. It's not ribbis. And what Pshat Rashi said, the way we spoke, yeah, Rashi said this was, why was it okay? Rashi said, because they didn't say why they were giving it to you. Like we said that there's a din of ribbis mu'ucheres, ribbis mu'demis, ribbis before a loan, ribbis after the loan. We said, that's okay as long as you don't say what it's for. If you say what it's for, look, I appreciated you lending me the money a few weeks ago. Here's a present for that. So that's ribbis mu'ucheres. That's also mid rabbanan. Over here, Rashi says, since they didn't say what the present was for, they just gave him an extra barrel of wine. So that was okay. But that's the way we spoke out a few weeks ago. The Rush, though, asks, this whole thing of halacha, does it make a difference whether you said it explicitly or you just gave it to him without saying anything? That only applies to ribbis that you are giving after the loan or before the loan. But over here, the way Rashi's understanding the Gemara, this is at the payment of the loan. I lent you the $100. Right? Ravina lent these wine sellers $100. When they paid back the $100 in the form of wine, they gave him back $110 worth of wine. So the Rush says that should be also that is all you have to buy ribbis mu'ucheres. But if you're paying back at the time of the loan extra money, he says that's avol im b'shas piron nosin lo yosef. For the time of the payment, you give him extra money mischazi k'ribbis afil d'stam. Even if you don't say anything, even though they're quiet, still appears like ribbis. So the Rush disagrees with Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, and he says that you can't say that this is mutter because it's like, because I didn't say anything. You have to add something to the case to make it mutter, because you can't just take back extra money at the time of the loan, even if you don't say what it's for. That looks like ribbis. I gave you the money, you give me back the money at the time of the loan and extra money with it. That looks like ribbis, even though you might have had some other calculation. So what's the reason that it is mutter? So Shmuel says there, it could be because there was a sale. It wasn't a real loan. So the whole thing starts, I was buying the wine from you, so then you can give me back extra wine at the end, because that's a form of a sale. But if it's a loan, so then the Rush says, you're not allowed to do it. And this halacha is also paskin in Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalet over there. The Shulchan Aruch paskin is afilu im halova nosin la yosem idaitu b'shas piron. Even if the lover just on his own is giving a little bit of extra money at the time of the payment. Shlov hisnimo. There was no initial stipulation that you had to. And he doesn't say it's for ribbis. He's just giving it to him as a present. That's asir. Right? This is halacha of the Rush, that even though we have halacha that during the course of the loan, if it's a small present that you would normally give, and it's not public, and it's not something that both parties know about it, so it's permitted. But if at the time of the payment of the loan, that looks like ribbis, that looks bad. So even though you don't say anything, you don't say it's for ribbis, but the fact that you're giving back at the time of the loan, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that's usher, and that would put a damper on this thing that we want to do, to just let them keep the change, because that's at the time of the payment. At the time of the payment, we're saying, here's $100, keep the change. So that should be problematical based on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. However, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch is itself problematical. Because if you look at this other Gemara we have early in Ezer Neshech, this Gemara is in Samas Gimel on the day. This is also Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to learn the Gemara the way the Shulchan Aruch learns, and Rashi learns differently. But the Gemara goes like this, the way the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam understands it. Amar Rav Nachman, Haiman de Ozip Pshiti Mechavre. If someone borrows Pshiti, a little bit of money from his friend, and then he repaid the loan. But Ashkach Re'tufaino, and when the lender counted the change when he got home, he saw that he really got back more money than he had lent. He had lent 75 cents, and he got home, he saw that there was 85 cents, there's an extra dime. So either Chlesha Das Toa, if it's something that we can assume that it was a mistake made about it, because it was like we learned this halacha before that it's an even amount of it's like tens, and the way they used to count, they might have just missed the ten. So then the Chavra Jurebe, you can assume it's a mistake, you have to give it back to him. V'yirav, but if it's a type of coin that there's no mistake, there's an extra dime in here, that's not a mistake, he must have put it there on purpose. So then, Matana Ba'amu the Oivle, we can assume that the borrower is just giving it as a present to the lender, and he's allowed to keep it. Right? That's in Halachas Choshen Mishpat. What do you do when you get this extra money? So Halachas Choshen Mishpat is, if you can assume that it wasn't a mistake, you can assume that he meant it as a present, and you're allowed to keep it. Right? That's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat. So all the Achronim ask, okay, that's fine in Choshen Mishpat. There's no problem. We can assume that he meant it as a present, and you don't have to give it back to him. But how about in Hilchos Yerodeya, there's something called ribbis. The case was, you lent the money, and he gave you back a little bit extra. Well, if there's a little extra money there, you can assume it's a present and you could keep it. It's a present, that's ribbis. We just said that you're not allowed to do that. Is that a payment at the time of the payment? You can't put in a little bit of extra presents, even if you don't say anything. Now the truth is, the way Rashi understands the Gemara is no kash, because Rashi understands the Gemara completely the opposite. Rashi, this is just parenthetical, I mean, because it doesn't help us in halacha, but Rashi says, the case is, the person who borrowed the money and he was expecting to get 75 cents, but the lender actually gave him 85 cents. So then we say, if it's that amount that we can assume he didn't make a mistake, that means that the lender meant to give the borrower extra money, and then he could keep it, otherwise he has to give it back. So then there's no ribbis questioning. If I'm borrowing money, I ask you for 75 cents and you give me 85 cents, that's no problem. So the way the Rashi understands it, this Gemara wouldn't present a problem, but the way we paskin it, the way the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch says, this is talking where the borrower is giving back extra money to the lender, and that's okay, because we assume it's a present, that presents a major kasha to halachos of ribbis. So there are many answers to this kasha. I have a few of them printed here. We'll just go through them. The Prisha, right, the Sma says that the difference between the two cases is whether you say anything. In the case in Choshen Mishpat, there he just, when he got home, he saw there was extra money there. So as long as you don't say it, so then there's no problem of ribbis. But in Yerodeya, in Hilchos Yerodeya, when we said it's also, that's where it's saying, look, I'm giving you an extra, a little bit of extra for a present, so then that becomes a problem. Yeah, I'm giving you a little bit extra. As long as you don't say, I'm sorry, you can't say I'm giving you extra. That's the way the Prisha says it. If he gives to him silently, and he comes home and finds it, so that's okay. But where he's, says, yeah, I'm giving you a little extra, like, keep the change, so that would be a problem according to the Prisha. It's only okay if you don't say anything. The Shach disagrees with the Prisha. He says, how can you give him, it's still ribbis, it still looks like ribbis, you're giving him extra money. Even if you don't say it, how can you give him extra money? I mean, the Rush seems to be correct when he says that. So he says the difference is, like they say, like the Tiferet Shmuel wanted to say, the difference is, are we talking about a loan or are we talking about a sale? If it's a loan, so then you can't give him back the extra money under any circumstances. That which in Choshen Mishpat says that you're allowed to give extra money, that's talking when it was a sale. And I owed you money because I bought something from you. So then I could slip in a little extra money as a present to pay you. It says over there a loan. So when it says loan, that's talking the other direction, like we said in Rashi, that the borrower can, if the lender, slipped in extra money to the borrower, so then the borrower is allowed to keep it if we can assume it wasn't a mistake because the lender gave him a present. But under no circumstances, according to the Shach, can a borrower give a lender extra money at the time of the payment. According to the priest, he can, as long as he doesn't say anything. According to the Shach, he can't. The Machan Ephraim feels like the Prisha. He says that this is like the case of Tamini Chachamim over here that we said in the beginning. We learned from Tamini Chachamim that it's not like there's a possibility, there's no circumstance that can you give back extra money at the time of a payment. If you're Tamil Chachamim, you know for sure it's a present, deep down it's really a present. You're allowed to, so we said that's limited to Tamini Chachamim and to, it's only food items and less than 20%. But the Machan Ephraim says, if you don't say anything, if you just say that, or you say this explicitly, this is a present. He says, I'm giving you a present. This is not because you lent me the money. It's just I like you, I want to give you a present. So the Prisha says, and the Machan Ephraim says, Bichidish, that is mutter. The others want to disagree and say that maybe he only meant that he's talking after the loan. But the Machan Ephraim does seem to be saying, like the Prisha, that is mutter. Once again, the Shach says, it's also. Shulchan Aruch Rav also is machlo. Let's read it together. We'll leave those chazar a little bit from last week. B'shas HaPiron, right in the beginning, he talks about this issue of ribis mucheres that we quoted earlier a few weeks ago. Do you can you give that extra present? Can you, is the present also only if you say it's for the loan, or even if you say stam? So he wanted to be machmer that it's also under all circumstances. But then he says, "B'shas ha'piron," at the time of the payment, the divrei al-kol, according to everyone, aser lezeh liten lezeh lekabel. It's prohibited for the borrower to give extra money and for the lender to receive extra money. Afila davar muat yosem yichavo, even a little bit more than a loan. Beimos, whether it's money, bein davar acher, any other extra little present. Afila b'stam, even if you don't say anything. Afila ein miskaven klal b'shulavo, even though you don't have in mind that it's for the loan. Okay. Even though this is the type of person that normally gives presents, which we said last week would be okay during the course while the loan is outstanding. Because if it's at the time of payment, anything you give more than the amount of the loan, near is karibis, it looks like ribis, and it doesn't smell so good. And that's the Shulchan Aruch of Psach. That even though we had this atarim last week during the course of the loan, with if you meet these conditions, but if it's at the time of payment, there's no way you could give that extra money. So we have a machlokas achronim. We have mekilim, prishon, machan ephraim. We have machmirim, the shach, shulchan aruch, harav. Whether you can give a present, you mean it as a present, we're not talking about keeping the change. Can you give a present at the time of payment? You can do it during the course of the loan if it's something that's normal. How about at the time of payment? So what's the machlokas? How do we paskin the contemporary poskim, Beris Yehuda and the Nesivah Shalom, both seem to say, you know what's the machlokas, but if it's clear why you're giving the present, the lender just got engaged, and you say, look, I'm paying you back the $1,000 that you lent me, you're going to need it now. Plus, here's a $100 chasna present, engagement present. But you say clearly why you're giving it to him. So during the course of the loan, for sure, it's okay, you give him a present if he gets engaged. That we said last week, assuming that they're friends and they would have done it normally and it's not professio, right? That's okay. But even if it's at the time of the payment, they say that if it's clear why you're giving it to him, everyone can see, everyone's going to the l'chaim, giving him presents. So because you're paying back your loan, which is also a nice thing to do when he needs the money, so you're paying back the loan, you can at that point add a little bit extra as a present, whatever you would give a present normally. Now be very careful, you can't say, well, normally I give him $100, but he was so nice and I'll give him $150, and then that becomes ribbit, that becomes a problem, because that's during the course of the loan, and if the loan's not over yet, you can't give him anything extra. So that would be if you're honest with yourself and saying this is what I'm giving him because he's engaged, not because he lent me the money, so then that's fine to give him that little extra or that extra whatever you would normally give him. Now if you want to really give him something more than you would normally because of it, so then you could give him the $1,000 today, pay back the loan, and then tomorrow or the next day when it's ribis mucheres, right, you're allowed to give extra as long as you don't say what it's for, right? That we learned, as long as it's not a big present as long as it's not a matana meruba, that it looks like for sure, oh, it's because of the lanya, you can give that extra later. And we said, even if, not like the shakal, we said that most folks can say, even if you have in mind his appreciation for his money being idle, look, he was getting engaged and he gave me that money the whole time, okay, I'll give him a little bit extra. As long as it's not a matana meruba, you can give that after the loan is paid in appreciation. But when you're paying back the loan, so then you can only give him what you would give him as a normal present, not that you know this is the present for the engagement, for what, the bar mitzvah, for his kid, to help him out, make the bar mitzvah, and just what you would normally give him, not any extra because of the loan. If there is no special occasion to give him that present, and you just want to stop giving him the present, so then they say we have a machlokus, and the shach is hard to, it's hard to go connect the shach. The shach said that this halacha of the Rosh of Shulchan Aruch, this valid is primary. You're not allowed to give any extra present at the time of payment that looks like ribbis, and halacha choshen mishwad was applying itself only to cases of sales or when the lender was giving extra to the borrower, but the borrower is never allowed to give anything extra to the lender at the time of the loan as a present, unless, like he's saying, it's very clear that there's a circumstance here that everyone can see. But then it's called, oh, if there is this mechzi kribis, it looks like kribis. If it's a situation where everyone sees something happen here, he's engaged in bar mitzvah, something is unusual, it's Purim, you're giving him shalach manas, and plus the paying back the loan, so that's okay, just like you give him shalach manas during the course of the loan, like we said last week, you give him shalach manas when you're paying back the loan. It's clear that it's because it's Purim, you're giving him the shalach manas, not because of the loan. Okay, so that's the first halacha that we have. If you want to give a present at the time, at the closure, at the time of the payment, that is aser. It looks like it is, unless it's clear, circumstances dictate that this extra present is really a present for the circumstances and not as a present for having your money idle during the course of the loan. That's number one. Now there's an interesting shaila that's talked about by the Rishon Mari. The Raiva talks about it. Sometimes, we learned in the beginning, you're supposed to write down the amount of the loan, right? Make a star so everyone knows everything's clear, no one can deny it. What happens if you didn't? And there's a shaila now, how much you really owe. You think it's $100, and he says, no, it's only $80. But I think it's $100 I owe you. You're not sure how much you owe. So, Alpi Halacha, in Hilchot Choshen Mishpat, how much do you have to pay if there's no star? You only have to pay what he can prove that he owes you, or what you admit that you owe him. So you look, you say, I only owe $80. Okay, I'll give you $80. But I feel guilty about that, because I think I can get away with it. But even though you don't have any proof that I owe you more, but I think that I might owe you more, and I'm not sure exactly how much it is, so I want to give you $100. I want to give you extra. So normally, if it's a case of damages, someone dented your fender and you're not sure if it's caused, you forgot whether you paid $80 for $100, so here's $100, I don't remember what it was, I don't want to, you to have lost, that's no problem. But over here, where I lent you money and you're not sure how much it was, now if I really only lent you $80 and you end up giving me $100, that's ribbis. Are you allowed to pay extra when you're not sure how much the loan was for? Will that constitute a ribbis problem? So the Raavad says there's definitely no problem. If you're trying to be Yosi Yidei Shamayim, you're not trying to pay interest here. Why are you paying extra money? Because you don't want to know in your head that maybe I really owe him money and I didn't pay him. So that's why you're paying that extra, because you have that suffix, how much it was. So there's no problem of ribbis over there. Of course, they have to be mulch for each other, that if in case I didn't really borrow more than 80, I'm giving you back 100, you're mulch for the rest, it should be like a present, and it shouldn't be ribbis or gezel. As long as you do that, that's okay. Baruch Shai brings, everything's a machlokes, he brings from the Yad Eliyahu, that's a problem also. But I think the consensus seems to be the Dayan Weiss brings down this hetzer from the Aminezer, from the Raavad. Rishud also says it, that's permitted in as long as you're doing it because you had a suffix. If you have a suffix, how much money you owed, and you're paying back extra, that's not ribbis. that seems to be consensus. Now, the Bris Yud has another Shaila, which he's not so sure about. And that is, sometimes, many times, there's a limit of when you have to pay the loan back. I'm giving you the money, but I want it back in 2 months. Here's $1,000, I want it back in 2 months. Because I know in 2 months I'm going to have that, I'm going to need to take a trip, and a business trip, and I need it back then. And I'm waiting at the end of 2 months and you don't show up. And I, because of that, I have to cancel my business trip, and I suffered a loss of potential profit. For whatever reason, I was going to roll over a CD at that time, and now I couldn't because you didn't give me back the money in time. It was really not nice. This person ended up costing me a profit because he didn't pay back in time. So what would the halacha in Choshen Mishpat be if you, by holding my money, you stopped me from making a profit? Can I charge you for that? Were you mazik me? Right, so in Choshen Mishpat we have a halacha called Grama. Right, it's not real. I didn't damage you. I caused you a damage. It's only a grum. It's only a causative damage. Because I didn't give you your money back, so you weren't able to make money on it. Like if I locked you in a room and you couldn't get to your store to make profits that day, it's not nice what I did, but I didn't touch you. I just locked the door and you couldn't get out. I threw the key away. You couldn't get out. So that's a grumma. So it's not nice, but I'm not chayav to pay you. However, as Dr. Miller always likes to point out, that even though there's no halacha to, you can't take me to it in Torah, but there's also a chiyuv bidei shamayim to pay. Right, there's a din to the yotzeis yidei shamayim, there's a halacha that, okay, there's no a din Torah I will never have to pay from. But there's a din to the yotzeis yidei shamayim, there I have to pay, and by normal grammar, that's halacha, you have to pay yotzeis yidei shamayim. Now, does that apply in this case also? This is called being mevatel kis shel chaveiro. You're stopping someone from making money. Like over here, where I borrowed $1,000 from you and I didn't pay back in time, and you claim to me, well, you prevented me from making a $1,000 profit. Okay, look, you can't take a door din Torah. I won't have to tell you. But los yisirei shamayim, I want to mekayim yirei shamayim. So I want to give you back that extra $1,000 that you lost because I want to be a good person. I want to be tumim with Hashem and tumim with you. On the other hand, though, this looks like grubus again now. If it was a grum where I locked you in the room and you couldn't make money that day, so there, look, how much you make during your day, I'll pay you for it. There's no grubus there. You didn't lend me anything. I'm just paying for this damage that I caused you. But over here where the damage was caused because you lent me the money, I didn't pay you back in time, so you lent me $1,000 and I'm giving you back $1,000 for the loan plus $1,000 for that causative damage, that looks like ribis. So the Bris Yud brings an achlokus whether you can pay back that extra money, and he concludes that the best thing to do is pay the $1,000 for the loan today, and then tomorrow come back and give the extra money for the causative damage, because then what's the problem? Then the worst it will be is ribis mulcheris at that point. You already paid back the loan and now you're just paying for those damages. That'll be ribis mulcheris as delayed ribis, which you're allowed to do as long as you don't say that's an appreciation of the loan, and as long as it's not a big present, as long as we follow those guidelines. So that will be the best way to get out of it because it's a machlokas. So he says that's the only problem over there where it's mevatel kis shel chaveiro, but in our case where you're not sure how much money you borrowed, so it's not, that's not so bad. And he says there everyone would hold that you could give back the money. Maybe it's okay, better to do it that way also, pay that amount what you're sure you owe him, and then the rest pay back the next day also. I don't see how that will help so much, because if you're not sure how much you owe him, so you know, it's at least $800, but it might be $1,000. So I'll give him $800 today, but maybe it was $900. So tomorrow when I give him the next $200, the first $100 was part of the loan. And at that time of the loan, I'm paying back that extra. So that wouldn't help in the case where you're not sure how much the loan is. It really only helps in this case where you know the loan was this amount. but there was some causative damage that I want to pay you for. So that I could do the next day without it being real ribis. That was just the ribis moferis. Okay, so that's the second halacha. The first halacha is, if I want to just give you a present at the time of the payment, that's problematical, unless it's clear that there's some outside circumstance shows me that you're giving it as a present for this chasana that he's, the zachayim he's making, or the bar mitzvah, or it's Purim, then I could give you that extra present at the time of the loan. Otherwise, according to the shach, many poskim, it looks like ribis, even though you don't mean it as ribis, but it still would be prohibited. If the reason you're giving back the extra money at the time of the payment is because I'm not sure how much it was, I just want to make sure that I'm paying you back what I lent you, so that we have a psak from the Raivid, the Aminez, the Pris Yehuda accepts it, Dayan Weiss accepts it, that you could pay back that extra. Dayan Weiss adds, if you want to really make sure though, like someone said in the beginning, speak out that if this is extra, you should know that it's a present, or you give it to tzedakah. You could do whatever you want with that, but maker then it seems okay if you're, it's a suffix, how much you owe, just pay it until you feel good that you paid in the whole amount, and then you're okay. Now we come to our question. We're not giving him a present. I'm giving you this extra dollar, extra $10, because I don't have change, and I don't want to have to go and look around for change. Another case I saw, this Mokman Haro, Sefer they give out, is that someone borrowed, was making a simcha, and he borrowed some plates from his neighbor. Now that's, the dinim of ribis applied to things other than money also. You're borrowing plates, you have to return plates. You're not returning the same plates. You're not using their dishes and washing them up and returning them. Then it's not ribis. You borrowed plastic disposable plates and borrowed 50 plates and you have to return 50 plates. Now you always buy a case of plates that you like using that are more expensive than the other ones, or they're larger than the other ones. And you would like to return 50 plates for like those plates, that like the ones that you normally use, rather than going to the store and finding 50 plates of their plates, and you have to buy them for 1,000, and you'll be left with 950 that you have no use for because you don't like that. So you want to give back, can you give back those extra ones? That's the same halacha. You're paying back extra for your good and not for anyone else's, not for the good of the lender, or and certainly not as a car, as a tow for the loan. So Dayan Weiss here wants to say that this is better than the case of the Talmidei Chachamim, because by the Talmidei Chachamim, like we said, Talmidei Chachamim, if they are both Talmidei Chachamim and it's a food item and it's less than 20% extra, so then it's okay. Otherwise you have a problem. But over there, the Talmidei Chachamim were actually giving, you give me 100 peppers, I'll give you back 120 peppers, right? Looking on the surface, it looked like it was, I'm giving you something, I'm giving you a present. I'm giving you, so is it a present, is it ribbis, so that we have these areas of the Talmud Chacham, and it's food, and it's less than 20%, we can be sure that it was a present and not ribbis. But over here, I'm not giving you a present when I'm giving you that extra $10 or $1. It's a present to me, because I don't want to have to go scrounging around looking for the change, and I don't want to have to go trying to find you another time when I have the exact change, or to write a check and mail it, or buy you a whole big case of plates that are your size that you like, that you lent me. It's for my good that I'm giving you that extra. Or like, you borrow, this also gives an example, you borrow a half a quart of milk, and so okay, you'll buy a whole quart, but you can't give that back, so you have to keep on using it until you get to that level exactly, and then you can return it. You don't want to bother with it. Look, I own the milk, I don't want to have it in my mind here, I'm giving back a whole thing. Right, so it's, since you're doing it for your good and not for their good, so then he wants to say it's better than the case of the Talmidei Chachamim, because there again, the Talmidei Chachamim, there the borrower was giving something to the lender for the lender's good. Was it ribis? Was it a matana? But whatever it was for his good. So that's why you have those restrictions. Talmidei Chachamim, food items, and less than 20%. But here where it's for that person's good, it would seem that that should be okay. However, he's a little bit nervous about that, because the truth is, they both have to be Talmidei Chachamim, and he's machfid, he's only makel, if it's a very small amount that you're sure you'll give it as a present anyway. You know, a dollar I'll give to a person, with $10, it's not so simple that I'll give him a present. You know, there has to be something you're sure you would give as a present. And what does that mean? That means that you don't care that if you would, the marshal he gives is if you would drop a quarter, and it's inconvenient for you to go find it in the street, so you won't pick it up. If it's a $10 bill, you might. So, how much is it for your tircha? That's the way of judging. Is this because of your tircha, or is it because you really have appreciation for him? As if you wouldn't pick up the $10 bill, so then you could give him the $10 bill. But if it's something that you would go looking for, maybe that's not so simple. And not only that, you have to make sure he's the type of person also that wouldn't pick up the $10 bill. Because we're learning this from the case of the Talmidei Chachamim. They both had to be Talmidei Chachamim. So that's something that, that's like a little bit of a chumrah he puts into that.
But there's time, finding the $10 bill in case you miss. I mean, here the guy's got a good story, got a place, you know, that.
Yeah, okay.
It's worth more than $10.
Okay, so it has to be something that would be, here saying a kolsh game. If you wouldn't even spend the time to pick up the $10, so you mean if you would, so maybe it wouldn't be a ride. Okay, so there had to be something that would be like equal in Tirecha. The Nesiv HaShalom wants to say the whole Dini to Talmid Chachamim isn't so good, because over there, as we said, the Talmid Chachamim, there it looks, if you didn't know that they were Talmid Chachamim, it would look like real ribbis. You gave him 100, you gave him 120 back, that's real ribbis. Over here, it's not ribbis. Why are you giving back the extra? It's because the whole thing was just to save yourself the tircha, so he wants to say you don't have to come on to the whole idea of the Talmidei Chachamim and all those chumash, because the whole thing isn't real alone, like the Mishnah Yisrael himself started saying in the beginning. He wants to say it doesn't look like a loan to start with. So he wants to be Meikul, and this Meishel Aracha from the Machan Ro also is Meikul. Since you're doing it to save yourself the trouble, to save your own tircha, you can certainly give him back $100, you can give him back the bigger place, you can give him back a full cup of milk. All these cases, he says, are mutter to be makel more than Diane Weiss wanted to say. So, to conclude, we've had three cases where you want to pay back more at the time of the loan, at the time of the payment. And the first one is you want to give a present, so that we said, even though last week we learned that under certain conditions you can give that present, if it's not for a hesyon, if it's everybody knows about it, you can give that present. At the time of payment, you can't, because that looks like ribbis, unless it's clear circumstances are showing that this is because of the special circumstances, the chasen of the bar mitzvah, the things that happen, that's why you're giving it back. The second case we talked about, if you're paying back the extra because you're not sure how much you actually borrowed and you want to make sure you pay back the right amount, so then it's permitted to give back to settle your feelings of anxiety, to make sure you pay back the amount. You certainly can pay back that full amount. If it's because you delay paying back in time, that we said is problematical possibly. And if it's because of the tircha, it's not such as good a hetter as the Safi case. Dain Weiss says it's only if it's a small amount and you were sure you wouldn't pick it up anyway, but these other more contemporary poskim seem to be meikel more and say that if it's really for your convenience and it's because of the tircha, not because of appreciation for the loan, you can just pay back $100, and if you want to tell them, so give the rest of tzedakah if you remember, and that would be fine.